Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colpluga with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, June 30th. Governor Henry McMaster said today that he is not considering closing South Carolina's beaches over the 4th of July weekend due to the COVID-19 pandemic. McMaster ordered the closing of beaches back in March, but since reopening them has insisted that official mandates prohibiting certain activities are harmful and that people should take individual precautions such as wearing a mask and social distancing.
It's clear we are in as we have been all along, in a dangerous situation with a very dangerous disease that spreads easily, particularly from younger people, that is 35 and below, the statistics show, can have the disease and not even know it.
McMaster called DHEC's latest recommendation that people consider staying home over July the 4th holiday prudent. DHEC today reported more than 1,740 confirmed cases and 17 deaths. The agency also said positive cases among those aged 11 to 30 are skyrocketing. In other news, the second largest school system in the state will suspend all summer athletic practices, citing the rise in confirmed cases of novel coronavirus. Charleston County School District says effective Thursday, July 2nd, summer practices will cease until at least July 20th. Athletic Director Bob Olson said, "We are part of the larger community and felt this was a necessary response to help slow the spread." Federal officials announced today the arrest of nearly two dozen individuals tied to drug trafficking networks operating out of Horry County. The arrests are part of Operation Broken Branch, the latest iteration in a series of investigations targeting violent crime in Myrtle Beach and throughout Horry County. The charges range from distributing narcotics to firearm possession to further a drug crime. U.S. Attorney Peter McCoy said in the last 6 weeks his office has charged more than 50 individuals with major drug trafficking and firearms offenses. And bottler and beverage manufacturer Refresco announced today plans to expand operations in Greenville County. Refresco says the expansion is expected to create 40 new jobs and be completed by December. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.